High school football in small town Texas is a spectacle. This night, it looks like the entire population of Marble Falls is wearing purple and filling the school's stadium to cheer for their Mustangs.
Friday night. It's Friday night football.
Diana Cox is on the sidelines, and she's watching her son play for the Marble Falls Mustangs.
He played with a broken arm all of last year. Arms heal. Be different if it was, you know, a neck or a leg or something. Concussion, no way. No way. Could be done.
More and more mothers are learning about the dangers of concussions. The Centers for Disease Control reports that the number of reported concussions has doubled in the last 10 years. High school football accounts for 47% of all reported sports concussions. The biggest concern is repeated concussions.
My greatest fear is that one day I'll wake up and forget who I am and who the people are around me.
22-year-old Blake Ripple says he suffered over 30 concussions while playing football for Marble Falls High School.
Will I have dementia one day? Am I going to lose my mind? Am I going to go crazy?
Ripple played on the defensive line as nose tackle. Using his 6'2" frame and 300 pounds, he crushed the opposition.
I like playing football, but to be honest, I did see a means to an end. I figured I had enough talent was to get in college education.
As a junior, Ripple was winning medals in lineman challenges and was scouted by Division I colleges. Then the concussions began to take their toll.
My head was hurting a lot every hit. So I told the trainer, like, hey, told the coaches, listen, man, my head hurts a lot. I'm trading hats and it hurts. And they said, it's all right. It doesn't hurt that much. And I said, well, I can keep playing, I guess. And they kind of said, all right, we'll keep playing. Get out there.
On October 23rd, 2009, Ripple was playing in Lampasas.
And I went helmet to helmet collision. The other guy fell down, and from what I was told, I was still standing. I walked over to the sidelines, and I called for the trainer. He talked to me for about a minute and walked off. I was kind of dazed, didn't know where I was going, what was going on. I couldn't open my eyes. It hurt so much. Every light was so bright.
Ripple's parents took him to the hospital that night. That should have been the end of his football playing, but it wasn't. Against the advice of doctors, he came back and played the following season.
Throughout the senior year, each game was another concussion.
Ripple is suing Marble Falls ISD and his former football coach, Cord Warner. Ripple says the school knew about his concussions and ignored the risk of his health to win football games. The school district and Warner declined to comment about the allegations because of ongoing litigation. Lori Ripple is Blake's mother.
Blake has a lot of frustration with the simple memory of things. That's one of his, big cognitive issues. We've been told by numerous neurologists, we've even been to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and there's not much more we can do. The doctors have told us that there's not a definitive test for it, but they're almost certain he suffers from CTE.
CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's a progressive degenerative disease of the brain found in athletes with a history of repetitive brain trauma. I asked Ripple if he thought he had CTE.
I don't know. You won't know until you die and they cut open your brain and find out.
But he is certain that he's dealing with the aftermath of numerous concussions that he received from playing football. Ripple is now disabled. He says he lives in constant pain. He can't sleep. He can't focus. He can't be in places with loud noise or bright lights.
And now I'm on oxycodone and Marinol. I take basically the legal form of heroin every day. I don't like it. I hate it.
In April 2013, Ripple decided to face the pain, nausea, and discomfort when he traveled to Austin to testify in favor of House Bill 88-7. It was a bill that limits the time that high school football teams are allowed to practice in full contact for 1 hour a week.
Hello, my name is Blake Ripple. I am for this bill. I believe that if practice time is limited to maybe 1 to 2 days a week, that no one will suffer or have the amount of concussions that they do now.
The bill failed to pass. Last March, a federal judge threw out Ripple's lawsuit. Ripple's attorney says this isn't over. He says they will refile their lawsuit next month. Ripple is asking for actual and punitive damages and reforms to how high school football is coached in Texas. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.